talking books are wonderful. They enable people who can't read anymore to join in with the rest of the world and be a part of the world. I think they're excellent. I enjoy biography. I enjoy travel. I enjoy classics. I enjoy a good tale. With some of the readers, there is a problem that you can go to sleep in the middle when you get to my age.
When I first lost my sight, I was floundering. I used to read all the time, and one day I had an operation and I couldn't see to read after that. And the loss of access to all those books and all those titles, it very much helped me to feel part of the world, helped to bring us to a point where society actually we've got a society where we have access to far more than ever we had, and that's just great.
I know I do Braille as well, and I read occasional Braille book. But that's hard work for me because I was a late learner, but it's still a very great skill to be able to read in Braille. But I do prefer my talking books, I must admit. It's a lazy man's way. And the voices. The voices of the people. And you just get absolutely drawn into the story. And it's difficult to get to your bed sometimes. I love talking books. I don't know what my life would be without them. It's the one freedom I really have, is to read the books that I love, the travel books that I love, and people doing things in the world. You know, I think talking books is the best thing ever.
I listen to talking books a lot. I just think it's a fantastic service. I like biographies, autobiographies, sagas, some historical novels, but it's just wonderful to be able to access such a diverse range of reading material, because I thought my reading life was over, which was my greatest past in life.
Talking books mean almost everything to me, because one of my hobbies, my main hobby before I suffered from Macron disease, was reading. Now I find that talking books are everything. I really admire the R&IB Talking Book Library. It is very, very good indeed. And I thank them very much.